An extraordinary NBA career came to an end today.
Never thought this day would come, and Father Time has finally caught up with Shaquille O'Neal. After 19 years, I'm announcing my retirement from professional basketball. It is now time for me to begin my new life.
Shaquille O'Neal made his retirement from basketball official this afternoon.
The 15-time All-Star was one of the best centers to ever play the game. The 7-foot-1 O'Neal had tremendous strength. His thunderous dunks could break baskets and backboards.
But he also had great athletic ability to go with that size and strength. At his peak, the only way to stop him from scoring was to foul him, something known around the NBA as Hack a Shaq.
Shaq was just one of his many often self-invented nicknames. He also went by the Diesel, the Big Aristotle, Shaq Fu, Superman.
There was also Big Daddy, Shakovic, the Big Shaktus.
And Will Chamberneasy, the Big Baryshnikov, and the Big Shamrock, just to name a few.
From the time he joined the NBA, O'Neal wanted to be a multimedia star. He was an actor with a variety of television and film appearances, including one as a freestyling genie.
Hang on, I'm contagious, outrageous. Spontaneous, you can't contain this. I am Kazam.
And he was also a rapper with 4 albums to his credit.
I'm the hooper, hyper, protected by Viper. When I'm out the hooping, yo, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a funky decision. Cause I'm gonna be a Shaq knife and cut you with precision.
He was also one of the first athletes to embrace social media. O'Neal has almost 4 million followers on Twitter and counting. The 4-time NBA champion is done playing basketball, but it's safe to say we haven't heard the last yet from Shaquille O'Neal.
And make sure it's broke. What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
And we'll have more on NPR.